From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 8th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up.
I think Trump misjudged it. I do think he's frustrated.
US and Iran agree a two-week ceasefire for now, and fuel protests continue for a second day. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump says he is suspending his bombing attack on Iran for 2 weeks, and Iran has confirmed there is a ceasefire. Oil prices plunged following the US president's announcement on his Truth Social platform overnight. He says it is to allow negotiations on a 10-point proposal from Iran and is subject to the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. But Sky's US correspondent Mark Stone warns it might not mean traffic immediately begins moving freely again through the strait.
There clearly is a massive risk that the owners of these vessels will be asked to take, indeed the insurance companies as well. So it's not as if they could just simply turn on their engines and flow through. They've got to be satisfied that the Iranians are not going to attack them.
Further blockades and disruption is likely again this morning as fuel protesters continue their action over high prices. Energy protesters stayed on Dublin's O'Connell Street overnight, saying they weren't moving until they spoke with the government. This morning, there's a warning of potential roadblocks around Dublin Airport and the Dublin Port Tunnel. Tractors and lorries caused disruption right across the country yesterday as demonstrators highlighted their concerns over rising fuel costs. Speaking from O'Connell Street last night, Eamon Curley, the chair of the Beef Plan movement, says most people support their stand.
We've got support from nearly everyone that we came across, and I think they understand because this protest is as much for them as it is for us. We've seen the price of green diesel go up 70 cents a litre. Fertiliser has gone up 200 euro a tonne. Plastic for our silage has gone up 25%. And what that's going to mean is increased cost on food. And that's going to affect everybody.
Meanwhile, senior government leaders will meet this morning to discuss the energy crisis. It follows developments in the Middle East and this week's protest by truckers and farmers. The Taoiseach, Taoiseach and Roads Minister are expected to lay eyes on a European Union toolkit that will guide member states on how to handle energy constraints. Taoiseach Simon Harris says they'll also get a briefing from the National Oil Reserves Agency.
I'm expecting NORA to take us through where they're at from a national reserve point of view. I'm expecting that to tell us that they have significant reserves on average 90 days. But I think we'll all want to, as a responsible government would do, to stress test, to examine the various scenarios too.
People Before Profit says a price cap on energy needs to be brought in ASAP. The party says making public transport free would also give more options to commuters during this tough period. Councillor with People Before Profit, Conor Reddy, says their emergency price controls bill would help families across the country.
That would set maximum prices for petrol, diesel, electricity and gas at affordable levels. So we think that the government needs to take this move now to lock in affordability. There's huge budget surplus from last year, as well as rainy day funds they can use to fund this.
The Cabinet has discussed reviewing the ban on the use of nuclear energy. Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers says nuclear power could act as a security backstop in the future. He's looking for the issue to be debated to see if it's the right move in the long term. Dennis Duff is co-founder of the pro-nuclear group 18 for Zero. He says there are many positives to switching to nuclear.
And we also don't have enough electricity to be able to power our future industry. So the nuclear industry decided we're going to have to change that. So they've designed reactors that can be built quicker. that will result in a lower cost to the customer and are the lowest emissions of any power generation source.
Teaching unions continue their annual conferences today, with the INTO, TUI and ASTI all sharing concerns about a system they say is underfunded and overstretched. The Teachers Union of Ireland says students are already affected and a serious recruitment and retention crisis is piling on the pressure. TUI President Anthony Quinn says members at their Congress in Kilkenny today have a clear message for the Education Minister.
There has to be a recalibration of the amount of initiatives, of the administrative expectations that's coming down the line to teachers. Teachers have always been busy. They've always had a huge volume of work to do. But a lot of this layered on or additionality is actually taking the focus away from the interactions with students.
Secondary school teachers are discussing the future of education at the ASTI convention in Wexford. The Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland is demanding students be solely responsible for authentication and submission and for orals to no longer be held during the Easter holidays. General Secretary Kieran Christie says despite an appearance from Minister Hildegard Nocton, they still have plenty of issues to be resolved.
No, absolutely not. What we need is to get from our minister a much more comprehensive layout in relation to the concerns we have around AI, around authentication, around validating work and so on. No, there's a lot of work to be done there.
In entertainment news, it's understood Kanye West still hopes to begin a conversation with the Jewish community after he was blocked from entering the UK. The rapper, who faces accusations of anti-Semitism, had been announced as a headliner at the Wireless Festival. The event has now been cancelled and tickets are no longer on sale today. Russell Langer from the Jewish Leadership Council says accusations against Mr. West are deeply offensive.
He then went on, after a previous apology, to take out a Super Bowl advert to advertise a website selling T-shirts with swastikas on them. Some of the worst spreading of Nazi and anti-Semitic ideology that we've seen in modern history.
And in sport, in soccer, tonight Alexander Isak could make his return to the Liverpool bench at least. They've made the trip to Paris to face holders Paris Saint-Germain, a side who have won five of their last six games against English opposition. Despite that, Florian Wirtz says confidence in the group is high.
I think we've shown this season already that we are good in big games, and especially in Champions League games. The last round against Galatasaray was not easy, because they have also a good team. Yeah, we believe in ourselves. We have a good group together.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.